Good morning. It's 8:37. It's FLX Morning Tuesday, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Kimberly Alacqua is here in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Ted.
Step right up nice and close here to that microphone. First question is, and I know you're not a provider, so you might not have a hand on this, but I've been seeing stories about an increase in COVID around the country. Have you heard anything in this area in terms of numbers of cases or any kind of outbreak going around?
That we have not. We have not heard of any outbreaks.
Now, I know we have some events coming up, one of which is in relation to the 100th anniversary celebration of Soldiers and Sailors, Pancake Breakfast, and you've got ticket information.
Yes, we're very excited. In celebration of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital's 100th birthday, we have a lot of different community events planned, and the first one is a Buckwheat Community Pancake Breakfast, and that is going to be on Saturday, July 27th from 7 to 10:30 a.m. at the Benton Fire Department on Route 14A, and you can buy tickets in advance at the fire department, at Long's Books on Main Street in Penyan, or you can call Lori McKercher at 315-536-7379, and all that information is on our website on our events page, and all the proceeds will go to support the new digital x-ray room at Soldiers and Sailors.
Now, it's golf season, and your golf tournament is a unique one. It came about as a necessity during COVID, and it really caught on, and everybody loved it. 108 holes for heart.
Yes, it's a virtual golf tournament where golfers can play anytime they want at any course that they want, and then they just submit their scores. It costs $10 to play, and then we do some different drawings for different prizes that we have. We have some gift cards. We have a round of golf, I think, for Clifton Springs Country Club that they donated. There's a Wegmans gift card. And then the money that sponsorships go to help cover the cost of the of the players, and all the proceeds of that go to cardiology services at both Geneva General and at Soldiers and Sailors. And information can be found on the events page as well as how to sign up to be a player or how to sign up to be a sponsor.
Now, also, we have a chicken barbecue coming up.
We have a lot going on.
Yeah, that's great.
So the chicken barbecue is going to be Saturday, September 14th, and this is at the Penyan Fire Department. It's going to be, I believe, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. This is going to be an evening barbecue. Those tickets are going to be $15. They're not on sale yet, but information will be coming soon, and that will be on our events page also. And I meant to mention on the pancake breakfast, it's $8 for adults and $6 for children.
Now, also, if you go to our events page at FingerLakesDailyNews.com, you'll see on Thursday, July 18th, right before the Red Wings game at McDonough Park, and I think you've been doing this for a while, UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health Rehab Services will be doing some screenings.
Yeah. Maureen Loyal, she's been here many times, our director of rehab. She'll be there with some of her therapists, athletic trainers, doing grip strength training, as well as providing some other mobility screenings. And we're also going to have information on stroke education and information for orthopedics. So it's really going to be an educational opportunity to come learn about services that we offer in rehab, orthopedics, and the stroke care that we provide.
That's great. And again, that's on the 18th at McDonough Park, right before the Red Wings game at 7 o'clock. So we're going to talk about emergency medicine today, and we're going to meet another first-time guest.
Yes, I'm very excited to introduce Tracy Blanchard. Tracy is our emergency department nurse manager for Geneva General and for Soldiers and Sailors, and she has been with us since April. So welcome, Tracy.
Good morning. It's good to have you here. Let me turn the microphone on. There we go. So you've been warned by Kim about the first-time biographical grilling. So just tell us a bit about yourself and where you're from and what got you into medicine and then particularly steered you toward emergency medicine.
Thank you for having me. I am originally from the area, from the Finger Lakes. I grew up, graduated from South Seneca, and went on to school for nursing in Auburn, New York. There I got my associate's degree. After getting my associate's degree, I worked a little bit here locally between Syracuse and Rochester within the area. And then I moved on down south, decided to do some traveling. Ended up in North Carolina for several years, and that's where I first did emergency medicine. I worked in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I ended up being promoted up to the manager role there. After being there a couple of years, and that's where I had my love for emergency medicine. I guess I'm an adrenaline junkie.
So did you always kind of have an idea of coming back to the Finger Lakes at some point, or did that just happen?
You know, my family and friends are here. I can't say that I ever really thought that I would come back, to be honest. I love the coast. I love the water. However, when I come home, as I get older, the more I come home, the more I want to stay, right? So here I am, and my grandchildren are here. So, you know, kids and grandchildren, they draw you back.
There are emergency rooms both at Geneva General Hospital and at Soldiers and Sailors, and I either didn't know this or had forgotten it. It's the Brenda and Dave Rickey Foundation Emergency Department. If either of you know, how long has that been the case? Do you know, Kim?
I believe that was in 2014.
Okay, so I've just been asleep for 10 years.
They named the emergency department as part of our, when we did the Journey to the Best, project, and they're very large supporters of the health system.
They're very large supporters of everything, so that's terrific. So let's start with this. The emergency rooms, Geneva General was number one in the state. Soldiers and Sailors was number two in the state recently in shortest wait time, and that's a huge thing in emergency medicine. So how do you do it?
That is right. Well, we are doing the evidence-based practice with pull to full. So if we have rooms available, you know, it's the safest place for them to be is to be back in the rooms where providers can lay hands on them, eyes on them quickly.
So let's talk about people coming to the emergency room. They're flustered. You deal with everybody thinks they should be first. How do you do triage, and what should people know coming in order to get themselves seen as quickly as is possible, depending on what their ailment might be?
So triage is based on your symptoms, you know, what you're being seen for. A lot of times people have a misconception, you know, they think, of course, everybody thinks that their emergency is an emergency, right?
Yeah.
However, we always have to look at things as life-saving, like, you know, somebody comes in with chest pain. We like to get our EKGs done, you know, within 10 minutes, you know, from door to EKG, and then get it to a provider immediately for them to look at to make sure that we don't have to intervene, or we do need to intervene either way. Shortness of breath, things like that, things that, you know, we have to like act on in a second.
And I mean, there's certain things you need to know. People always say, oh, I come in and I'm hurt and they're asking me questions. But I mean, things like, for example, medications, you have to know that sooner than later.
Correct. So during triage, we ask, you know, we'll ask the nature of what's going on, how long it's been going on. We'll ask them their allergies. We'll ask them what medications they take, all those sorts of things, and try to get a history.
So let's talk about when to use the ER and when to use urgent care. I know we've been preaching that gospel for a few years now, and I think most people have a pretty good idea, but just give us your perspective.
Well, I feel like urgent care a lot of times is for, like, you know, your bumps and bruises, like you fall and get hurt, or, you know, a broken bone, things like that. Because back in the day, you know, we used to always have ortho come to the ER. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
We'll do an X-ray, and we may have to set it or splint it, I should say, and then we would most usually we refer them out to ortho within a few days. But a lot of times that is something that urgent care can handle. Minor cuts, things like that don't have significant bleeds, things like that can go to an urgent care.
That happened
care.
To me.
Yes.
That's when I was a customer. Fortunately, it's been a while, but I cut myself on a wine glass trying to wash it, and it was bleeding, and
right.
But it wasn't life-threatening, and I knew it wasn't, so I was able to just go up to urgent care. And
so somebody who might be on a blood thinner, you know, if they fall and hit themselves, hit their head, that's very important. They should come to the ER every time so that they can be assessed.
So let's talk about when someone does come in and you've done the triage and they go in to be seen. Talk about the team that takes care of them and then the process and how you determine, do they need to be hospitalized, can they be released, or whatever.
So the nurse will come in and see them. Initially, they should be meeting them in the room and introducing themselves and, you know, getting a little more history. A lot of times, you know, from the triage nurse to the primary nurse, you know, the story might change. You might have forgotten to say something, you know. So we try to find out a little bit more as to what's going on, and they do their assessment, the nursing assessment. Meanwhile, the provider usually is very quick to get in there as well, and they likewise are doing an assessment, and then they put the orders in, whether it be labs or an X-ray or a CT scan, you know, whatever may be the case for the scenario.
So you used the term early on, evidence-based, and much of medicine is really going off that data now. So how do you track your performance, the performance of the emergency departments? Do you have video, or do you have statistics of how long it took? And do you do kind of post-game and say, okay, we could have been better here, we could have done this, we could have done that?
We do. We audit a lot of things. So there's a lot of key players that get involved with that too. It's not just myself, but we have a huge team within the hospital that is tracking numbers and data. And we do meet regularly, if not some, you know, depending on the meeting, depending on what we're tracking, sometimes we'll meet weekly, sometimes we'll meet, you know, biweekly or monthly. But we present that monthly, definitely, to the group. And we try to aim to get better.
We talk about when to go to emergency, when to go to urgent care, but we always want to emphasize chest pain, go to emergency.
Correct.
Every time, even if you think it's heartburn, no matter what you think it is, go to emergency on that one.
I will say sometimes, you know, in my career, I've been doing this a long time in emergency medicine, people think also, and you know, when they're waiting in the lobby and we're really busy, because they'll think that, oh, there's a bunch of ambulances, you know. I will say ambulances, a lot of times, we triage them just the same we do a patient in the lobby. It's a form of transportation,
right,
to the hospital. So it doesn't always mean that they're going to go to a bed directly over somebody that's in the lobby. So I want people to know that we do assess that as well.
And of course, Geneva General is a Joint Commission certified advanced primary stroke center. And also a primary stroke center with the State Department of Health. So congratulations on that performance.
Thank
you. I know we've done this separately, but just remind us about the importance of being seen quickly in any kind of a stroke situation. Seconds make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Time is brain.
Exactly.
Yes.
We've been talking about emergency medicine this morning at Finger Lakes Health with Tracy Blanchard. We appreciate the update, and thanks for what you do. Congratulations on coming back home to the Finger Lakes, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. And then, Kim, real quick, just remind us some of these dates here, pancake breakfast and ticket information.
July 27th for the pancake breakfast, 7 to 10:30, Benton Fire Department. All the information's on our events page on the website on flhealth.org. July 18th, Geneva Red Wings game. We're going to have a lot of education there, rehab, orthopedics, and stroke education. And then September 14th is our chicken barbecue. And October 24th is our cocktail party at the mansion at Cuca.
That's right.
From 5 to 7 p.m. More information coming on that.
Yeah, and we'll have more. There'll be all kinds of things happening around the 100th celebration for soldiers and sailors. Thank you both, as always.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ted.
We appreciate it. Twice a month, we get healthy with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. It's 8:50 now.